it imposes with very real consequences. And in this regard, I've learned much from our indigenous brothers and sisters, whether in Canada or halfway across the world in the South Pacific, where I've spent some time with people from islands of Tuvalu, Vanuatu, very small islands that you would have difficulty finding on a map in the South Pacific. But there is, from the vantage point of an outsider, I could say, so much to learn from the reverence of nature, from the understanding that the ultimate source of law is the earth, creation, that we should not be so arrogant to think that we're at the center of the world, because in fact, we are an insignificant speck in an infinite universe. And that is not just spiritually very empowering, because in fact, humility and living in your soul is going to bring your happiness, not egotism and narcissism. And that's maybe why in societies which are so prosperous, people are sinking actually into more and more despair, because the whole system is geared towards instant gratification and self-indulgence, rather than recognizing that in order to grow spiritually, you have to struggle, you have to sacrifice. Understanding that we are not at the center of the world, that we are part of this great universe, something with which spiritual traditions teach us, is a very liberating feeling. But beyond that, it's now also necessary for our survival, because we have to understand that if we don't respect the laws of nature, there will be very real catastrophic consequences. And the laws of nature demand us to change our way of life, to change our materialistic civilization, which has no respect for anything except indulging our immediate appetites, which is lying to us, telling us that you should just consume more and more, you should be more and more greedy, hoard more and more wealth, never mind if others are living in poverty, never mind if the environment is being destroyed. And it is a kind of psychological illness. It's a collective psychological illness. So when we see what is happening in polarization and the chaos around us, we shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised, because this is how we, in a sense, created these circumstances through making the wrong choices. So this is why I think there's a cause for hope, and we need to try to look beyond the mess, the chaos. We need to look beyond the, you know, sound bites and snippets on social media, the videos that are trying to polarize us, to create controversy, all the algorithms which are trying to poison our mind with divisive ideologies. We need to understand that we all need to live in community with one another, that our welfare is inseparable. And we need to reject division. We need to reject greed. We need to reject materialism. We need to encourage and reward spiritual qualities, compassion, mercy, empathy, caring for other people. We need to understand the difference between the love of power and the power of love, as I like to say it. So those are just some reflections that I would share about where we're at today.
So powerful, so beautiful. We really appreciate your words, and I really take that to heart to continue to reach out to natural law and try to infuse that in my life. And I encourage our listeners out there too to heed the words of Dr. Akvan. These are very powerful, full of wisdom, full of knowledge. We really appreciate you for sharing with us, giving us your insights, your experience, your time, your wisdom. And I know your ancestors, King Darius and King Cyrus are very proud and happy for what you're doing for the world and continuing on their legacy of human rights and justice. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and a great pleasure to be with you again, and warmest greetings to all the friends out there in British Columbia.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend, and we're already looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Blessings. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful words of Dr. Akvan.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thank you for setting up the whole interview and getting us some of his insightful words and wisdom. It's always a blessing.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we have my brother, Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. First, we're going to play his song of the week, which is Tag Team. Whoop, whoop, there it is. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the brand supreme. And my man Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, hit me. You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for it to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
ooh,
come on, y'all.
Ooh.
I drink and bent and bent as a puff on deck. Rock the mic, uh-oh, I crave skin rip shit. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride. That B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on, come on. Whoop, there it is, I'm done. Sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding, you people dancing.
Woo!
That's a breathtaker. Yeah. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You want to come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool?
Can you dig it?
I flow to the flash from the school of old hardcore, kick the folklore wreck. Three to the two and one mic check. Mass skill blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just kill. Party people, it's your party, tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is.
Me dancing for sure. That was Tag Team Whoop, There It Is, and that was the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer stage 4, the forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very big extreme survivalist. And thank you so much for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be. Still enjoying a little bit of cool before it gets hot.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. We also have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, too. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Great to have you both here. So we're going to start off with Shkwait first. And we're going to be discussing our subject, which is communication. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Communication. You know, when you see the term these days, they call any little bit of interaction with each other communication. But, you know, it's kind of not true, you know, text. All this, it's impersonal. You know, I like, well, you know, like Tag Team, old school. I like to see people face to face, or you know, even talking on the phone. Because texts and emails, you know, sure, they're forms of communication, but they're not intimate. You know, you can't really get the feel, you know, the written words and whatnot don't articulate the way we're feeling when we're using those forms of communication. So I find it very impersonal. So, you know, I'm hoping that, well, you know, we should be able to, like the phones, you know, we can Facebook time video chat with each other, but, you know, it should be replacing the phones so we can see each other, you know, convey each other's, you know, moods. When we see each other, we can see, uh-oh, he looks sad, I better try comfort him. Looks a little angry, better try calm them down, you know. You can't see that in a message. Because, you know, in a text message, because, you know, they break it all down to LOL and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, those are copy and paste type things.
For sure.
So I think we should go back to face-to-face and phone calls.
Very true.
And, you know, even written, you know, writing. Because writing, you know, by hand is even more formal than texts.
Yes.
So, you know, that's what I think of when I think of communication. We've gotten too impersonal, you know, unemotional, unattached, you know, because I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. I don't know each and every one of them.
Yeah.
I'll be lucky if I even know one of those people, you know, well enough to have a nickname for them, you know, because it's so impersonal.
Very beautiful and wonderful, well thought out, and well spoken, too. We really appreciate your wisdom and your experience and what helped you survive all your afflictions and traumas. It's just a real blessing for us to get to hear, get a feel of what helped you tick and keeps you motivated and going in this life, because it, you know, it's so short anyway. So yeah, we should all...
That's what, you know, got me through a lot of this is communication with you and the rest of my brothers and sisters and parents. And aunties, you know, because I couldn't speak for a while, you know, and you guys being there in person talking to me brought me back. So, yeah, so, you know, face-to-face, I figure's best.
Yes.
Yeah, even if it seems lopsided.
Well, we really thank you for sharing and just giving your time to us, and even the songs that you choose and stuff, it's all uplifting, positive, and just very wonderful. So we thank you.
Yeah, I thank you guys there.
Thank you.
On the radio portion, the guys in the background, and the listeners here and abroad, I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love, and I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Lovely.
Yeah. We're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so next is our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. So we'd love to hear your words on communication.
Yes, I really appreciate what your brother was saying, Squash was saying, about this, what modern communication, often by text and all that type of thing. And I was kind of chuckling when he said, oh, I have 5,000, you know, oh, I got 5,000 friends and stuff. It's like, and that's if half of them are even human. They may be iBots, you know, they might be robots
that's
making
true.
Friends with us. But I the thing is like, yeah, just to add to what he was saying, it's like when the personal or intimate, like the closer style of communication isn't around and people are using texting or social media, people say all sorts of things that I don't think they would say if they were sitting and having a real heart-to-heart, eye-to-eye communication with someone or even groups.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of dehumanizes us and kind of takes us sometimes, I mean, not always, but I see a lot of keyboard warriors who are saying not really awful things sometimes, and I'm like, what? But so I really think there's also an energy that's felt when we're face to face, or even hearing the voice, as your brother was saying. So hearing a voice is very different than reading a text. But circling back, I really loved also, I love what Dr. Atfam was saying, you know, with the he was talking about world relations, and I think it is a large effect of what's happening on the person-to-person level in our worlds. So we can either be peacemakers and people who are adding to the world in terms of bringing positivity and helpfulness and service and love and everything, or we can also go the other way if we choose. But it's like, I guess the question all of us have to ask is, who do we want to be in the world with all of this? And whether we're communicating verbally or not, everything is being communicated. I think even our thoughts and our internal emotions are being communicated out in the world. The energy is there. And so I think it's really important for us to take that responsibility seriously, to really connect to it, understand it, develop ourselves. Nature is communicating to us with all the things that are going on. She's communicating to us. And that's, you know, she's trying to tell us, hey, you know, please, we need each other. Come on.
Yes.
But I love whether we say anything or don't say anything, we are still transmitting and communicating one way or another, energy or that type of thing. I think there's a lot of invisible things that go on that we haven't fully grasped yet as human beings. our heart is felt. And even it can be felt across the world with prayer. And it doesn't, I'm not tying that specifically to any one religion. That's also about where our hearts are, you know. So I think we have a lot more power, each of us, than we realize. Mm-hmm. And it's a responsibility to use it wisely in our communications, including to ourselves.
Yes.
Beautiful. Sometimes I don't say very nice things to myself.
Well, we really appreciate you and the words that you're sharing with us. It's just so, it's such a blessing. It's so full of positivity and empowering. And we really thank you for joining us and sharing with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes. I wish I could be up the mountain. Maybe next week, I hope.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we are looking forward.
Yes, it's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lady Fahima.
Thank you, love.
Okay, thank you so much. So we're going to have to say bye for now. Lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Yes.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah. Love all, you.
Everyone.
Yeah, love you too. Bye for now.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkna, BC, and our president of Minicad Park Association, Celia. So we're going to be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back, and coming up next, we'll have some words of our Lady Fahima. But first, we got a song from Rosa Damask and her song, The Sun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. some dark music for some of our vampire friends and werewolves and emo people out there. That was Rosa the Mask and her song, The Sun. A little bit of a doom metalish sound. And we have with us now, we're going to hear the words of Our Lady Fatima on communication.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
About communications, that is the subject. What a wonderful subject that you're always choosing it, because it's very appropriate to the style of the style of our living at this age, especially. Communication is ability to connect, to be direct, and not to be foggy. Just making sure to be clear as a crystal. When I promise, I deliver it. When I say, I fulfill it. When I fail in my mission, I flourish it. We always have to defend and listen to our inner voice, and the time is preparing us not to afraid to have a dream. Dream big, really big. A sky is the limit. And use your voice, not the fears. This is so important that we use our voice for the right cause with no fears. Do not allow to have the fears around you. And before I end to my conversation with you regarding this subject, I have to really deeply, sincerely appreciate Dr. Akhavan, international law lawyer of United Nations, that he extremely generous with his time overseas, and he allow us to have, you know, his interview, which is is really covering for the human growth. Mm-hmm. It is necessary for the human growth. Mm-hmm. And also Conover, the music coordinator, he's the song he's choosing, he chose it for us, Bog Lochan, extremely Irish music. It was extremely beautiful and powerful.
Mm.
My appreciations to his time and what he's doing for the humanity as well. And we as a one nation, we are walking together in one path, in one road, only for one purposes, for the human growth.
Mm.
And I wish the peace for Canada and the rest of the other country and the world. After all, I do know that I am the student of mankind. Mm. Thank you very much for having me.
Beautiful, wonderful words, as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye.
And big shout out to Jacob. He's got the art show coming up next. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Join us on Free Voices, and we're gonna end the show with some Swinging Blue Jeans. A big shout out to my buddy Hip. If you're listening out there, make sure you look me up and want to hear from you. Here's the Swinging Blue Jeans.
Wonderful.
For goodness sake,
the hippie shape.